Hi there. Welcome to episode 5. And we're going to talk about what did I have to do between the time I got the call and when I was flown out for this podcast. Now, let's see. Well, I went over some of it yesterday. I had to go into the office and I had to tie up a few things, the most important of which was to put in the paperwork to have someone acting in my position as head of department while I was away. And then I also needed to talk to the medical concierge so that they would be able to, one, get both me and Aiden onto the air ambulance, and two, to start looking for a place for us to stay, but most importantly, a place for Aiden to stay during the first week while I was still in the hospital. We had to pick up the kids from school because we wanted to explain to them ourselves what was going on. And so we went to the school. We went to the office to speak to the principal, who unfortunately was in a meeting. So we spoke to the deputy principal to explain what was going on and what was going to happen, and to request that they just keep an eye out for the boys because we didn't know how they were going to react to everything emotionally. And then we picked them both up. Liam was a bit disappointed, of course, because it was a football practice day. But we spoke to them in the car about the fact that we would be flying out that evening and that I was going to have a transplant. And when I came back, it'll allow me to, do more activities with them and stuff like that. Liam got a bit emotional. Seamus just really wanted to celebrate his daddy's birthday. So, we wanted to make sure we did that as well. We got home and Aiden's parents met us there. They kept the kids busy with homework and activities while we packed. I had my list that I had, written out back in 2016. So I just pulled all of that together. Aiden was also trying to, make sure that we had, all of our passports and credit cards and all of that type of stuff. We had to send a couple of emails to people just so that they knew that we were going to be out of the country for a while. And then we also had to stop at my nephrologist's office because I had to drop off some paperwork related to dialysis in Paris, and then also some of the testing being on the transplant list that there was some confusion over. So we did get to celebrate Aiden's birthday, albeit without a birthday cake. So we did sing happy birthday to him. He was able to open his cards and his gifts, so the boys were happy to be able to see that, and they were excited about that. And then Aiden's mom took the boys down to her house so that they could have dinner, and Aiden's dad drove us to the airport, and we had to go to the private jet section over on the St. David side. The flight was coming in from Fort Lauderdale, so we had to fill out the immigration form and had that in, and then we sat in the lounge and watched a bit of television and the news while we waited for the jet to come in. Aiden ran across to Pizza House and got me a slice of pizza and a ginger ale, and he got something for himself to drink. And then when the flight got in, they had to fuel it. Aiden took a couple of pictures. The crew were, and nurses were in the airport and, just getting refreshed. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Refreshed and settled. And then it was time to board the plane. So they had to get our two little suitcases in first because there wasn't a lot of room, and they had to make sure it was all balanced. I had to get in and lie on the gurney and have the pads put on my chest and everything because they needed readings. I had to respond to a whole bunch of questions that they had to put into the system. And Aiden sat in a regular seat. He had a wonderful view of the cockpit, so he was able to see everything that the pilots were doing. Takeoff was a little rough because of the weather, but landing was as smooth as butter when we got to the other end. So we were met on the tarmac by, I guess, immigration officials who took our passports and all of our information. We then got off the plane and into a shuttle that took us over to the private jet terminal. And there we were met by a driver of that took us directly to Brigham and Women's, to the emergency department. So it all was just such a whirlwind. If you think about that, I received the call around 2 in the afternoon. We were on the plane just before 8. So, in 6 hours, we had to, pull everything together and be ready to leave the country for, 6 weeks. Thankfully, we did an awful lot of planning in advance. So even though it was a very surreal experience, we weren't doing any of this blind. And it was just, excitement and nervousness with some concern about how the kids would be. But it was just the most amazing birthday, I think. Aiden will not forget for a very long time. So that's episode 5. I will talk to you later. Thank you so very much for joining me. And I hope that this has been just a little glimpse into, what the 6 hours were like. Have a great night. Bye.